Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, I think it's pretty clear who the villains are in the Bible. I mentioned it before the service. Who are those villains? They are the Pharisees. I don't know if you realize this, but we train our youth at a very early age to think this, and we still do it at church. Let me remind you of one of my favorite songs. I am a sheep. I am a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I am a sheep, ba, 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 ba. And I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I don't want to be a Pharisee. I don't want to be a Pharisee. You see, they're not fair, you see. I don't want to be a Pharisee. From a little age, we train our youth. Pharisees are not so good people. It's ingrained in us to think this way. You know, and even when we see dramas or broadcasts of the Gospels, a recent one that came out is The Chosen. Check it out, just out within the last few years. But even if you go back 60 years and see how the Gospels were dramatized, whenever the Pharisee enters the scene, the music kind of gets very ominous. Dun, dun, dun. Here they come. And it's way in the this is the way the Gospels actually speak. Whenever there's kind of an opening episode or a scene and it mentions the Pharisees, you know that something not so good is about to happen. And that's very true. And you can see in our text this morning, that's what it's about. Mark chapter 7, it introduces the Pharisees, and you know that something not so good is going to happen. But I'd like to pose this. Why were the Pharisees the villains? Why? Did we get it right? Did we get it wrong? If we got it right, why should we not be like the Pharisees? You know, I'm pretty sure we checked everyone's wallets as you came in this morning. No one is a card-carrying Pharisee. Do we have any card-carrying Pharisees in the church? Okay, no card-carrying Pharisees, but their philosophy has deeply entrenched in the hearts of today's culture. How is that? And how can we avoid that? The way of the Pharisee. I'd like to teach that this morning in a clever little way. Maybe you haven't heard it this way. It's called root to fruit. The Pharisees lived a different, they flipped it around. The Pharisees lived by a fruit to root kind of philosophy. And up here I've got a picture of a tree and how a structure of a tree works. On the very top, you see fruit, that's where the fruit is up on the top of the tree, right? Is fruit on the top of the tree? Yeah. Fruit's on the top of the tree, and up here I have this labeled, the little question, this is behavior. What I do, that's fruit. What am I producing? Think about that. I'll explain it in a little bit. And then down below we have the tree. This is the center of the tree, the structure. And right here is about identity. That is the question there is, who am I? Who am I? And then if you go a little bit lower, what's this part called? The roots. Okay, this is the roots. And the question down here is, who is God and what has God done for me? Okay, three parts of a tree. Now, the Pharisees, you see, they believed in fruit to root. They were really good with this fruit. What do I do? The Pharisees were phenomenal at doing things. Jesus even mentions it here in our text. They were really good at expanding on what God clearly commanded in the Old Testament. Let me give you some examples. In the Old Testament, if it said you were to rest, just one little phrase, one little verse in the Old Testament, like let's say Exodus 20 in the Ten Commandments, the Pharisees, we have evidence of this, wrote about 200 rules that went beyond what God had commanded in Exodus chapter 20. And it wasn't just that they wrote it, but they lived it. These rules were tremendously followed by the Pharisees. They cared very much about fruit and what they did. Or take, for example, purity rules in the Old Testament. If there was one verse that talked about how a person should be cleansed and pure, the Pharisees went on to write over 200 rules about how you can do it. Jesus makes reference of it here, by the way. We have writings where they wrote about how to clean your furniture so that you could be pure. This is how they didn't just write the rules, they did it. They were tremendous. And at the time of Jesus, you see, their rules, their 200 plus rules, became equivalent and just as powerful as God's words.